On almost every college campus, there are dining halls and cafeterias filled to the brim with food. Students have their pick of practically anything they want, and yet a surprisingly high percentage of those young people are hungry. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard looks into the question of why and what some people are doing about it.
Grandview University senior Shannon Castor is not your typical undergraduate college student. To begin, the Boone native is 33 years old.
I'm married. I have a 4-year-old son at home, and I'm pregnant with another one due here in July.
But she is experiencing something that is becoming all too common on campuses nationwide.
I personally have struggled with food insecurity for a long time.
Which means she lacks reliable access to sufficient quantities of affordable, nutritious food. Results from at least two national surveys show Castor is far from alone. Around a third of students at 4-year schools and 2 out of 3 who attend community colleges are food insecure. This distracts from their studies, says Jed Richardson, who researches college affordability at the Hope Lab of the University of Wisconsin.
If you're really hungry, it's hard to focus on school. Or if you're working a lot, we know that students who are, working more than 20 hours a week are, not doing as well in school.
The Hope Lab was behind one of the national studies, which involved 33,000 community college students at 70 schools in 24 states. Des Moines Area Community College was one of the cooperating institutions. DMAC's Interim Executive Director of Student Services, Wade Robinson, says administrators are keeping a close lookout for students showing signs they're underfed.
They're not easy to see, but if you know what signs to look for and we can help educate our faculty and staff, we can quietly help support students and get them connected to resources, and that's important.
They may be tardy to classes or skipping them altogether, he says. Meanwhile, students are taking on the problem of food insecurity head on. A food pantry at Iowa State provides for about 600 clients a year. ISU, along with Drake University and Cornell, Simpson, and Grinnell Colleges, belong to the Food Recovery Network, which gathers leftovers from dining halls and banquets for the hungry. At Mercy College of Health Sciences in Des Moines, students have installed a cabinet stocked with food. Senior Taylor Coakley sees signs it's being used.
There's stuff missing from it, which is a great thing. People are taking what they need, and there's even that donation box that's to the left of it, and there's stuff in there too.
The student in charge of Next Course, the Food Recovery Network chapter at Drake, brings a personal connection to the job. Gabrielle Miller grew up the oldest of 4 daughters of a single mom working a waitress job in Kansas City. This led to her own food insecurity. She doesn't talk about it much.
I think that a lot of times there's kind of stigma attached in any situation to needing benefits or being in a situation where you need help.
Miller says she's managing the private school tuition at Drake with scholarships and federal loans. Back at Grandview, Shannon Castor says she couldn't handle her killer schedule that combines school, work, and family without government assistance. She receives financial help for child care and food. To ensure a supply of fresh vegetables, she's putting her food stamps to creative use.
We have a garden at home. We're able to buy seeds for our garden with our food stamps, which is amazing. I hope more people do it than just us.
The studies into hunger on college campuses say they provide a portrait of a group of people trying hard and falling short. They call for more investments in food assistance programs for these young people. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.